KC2WI.
Oh boy, KC2WI. Hello Pete, I've been doing the net on plus 6 instead of minus 6. So I guess I better start over on it. Good evening, this is N5AOW, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on a Mooville Amateur Radio Club repeater. 146.659 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in. With or without traffic, emergency traffic has priority at all times and could break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be this coming Tuesday, June 16th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street, Boonville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact your club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., so is not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. Are there any portable battery powered and mobile stations wishing to check in? This is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any EchoLink stations wishing to check in? Come now.
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike, Kevin James checking in via EchoLink from Oneonta, New York.
Kilo Delta 2, Papa Foxtrot Mike, Kevin, how you doing this evening?
Hey Bob, not too bad. I know I was just on the other net just a little bit ago. Hopefully I sound a little bit better on this one. I switched back over to my Android phone, so hopefully it comes in a little bit cleaner. The other system I was doing was through my tablet, and it was jumping in on my buddy's Wi-Fi through Roadrunner, which sometimes drops packets, and that's why sometimes the audio will cut out. So my apologies for that. Yeah, I'm just hanging out here. It looks like we got about 69 degrees right now. It's starting to cool off a little bit, so see how that goes for the evening. Still waiting to see where this rain deal for tomorrow is going to go and take us, because I'm hopefully going to be traveling to the Mohawk Valley, so keep your fingers crossed. Maybe tomorrow night I'll be checking in from the Mohawk Valley. If I can actually hit the Boonville repeater, I may be actually on a radio. If not, I will definitely be on EchoLink. Tell you what, I'll hand it back to you, because I know there's probably other operators that would like to check in. This is KD2FPM, I'll say 73, and I'll hang out and listen.
Hey Kevin, well, always glad to have you check in with us, and yeah, this connection you have now sounds a bit cleaner than the other one. Of course, the other one has always done a fine job and picked up a little, of course, I'm not really sure, and I couldn't say. A little bit of hum on that one. And there's also a little bit of hum coming in with this one, too. But it may not be your system. It may be other components or situations involved. So, yeah, that may be, but nothing to harm the audio. Still comes in fine. Well, thanks again. You have a fine evening. And we'll see if anyone else on the EchoLink would like to check in also. This is N5AOW. Okay, well, let's see if anyone else would care to join us. This is N5AOW, NAT Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
AC2WI.
AC2WI, Pete, how you doing?
Well, I got to look on page 30, I think it is, of the June QST. There's an article, Don't Blow Up Your Ballon. I just see a post on Facebook here. The winner of the June 2015 QST Cover Plaque Award is Bees Draw N6BV for his article, Don't Blow Up Your Ballon. So apparently it's a good article. I don't remember reading it, though. Anyway, got back from Boonville from the the Towpath Trekkers Weekly Run. Pretty nice, not too, well, it was pretty hot then when you got out there running, but not hot, hot. And, nothing else too much new, kind of getting ready for the radio for the Black Fly Challenge this weekend, this Saturday. I was going to go up there and camp in the Moose River Plains Friday night, but that's out. Looking at the weather forecast, it's supposed to be rainy tomorrow and heavy rain tomorrow night. Fortunately, Saturday doesn't look too bad, but this is every year I've always wanted to go up there and camp. And this is very, very typical of this weekend, second weekend in June. Always seems to rain before the event, and then we escape major rain during it, so this year is no different. But, and I don't see, you know, I don't expect major changes in the forecast between now and tomorrow, so that's okay. I got a million things to do anyway, but one of the years maybe we'll have some real nice weather. Can use it as an excuse to go camping. And hopefully Saturday doesn't look too bad, Sunday doesn't look too bad. Hopefully Sunday sticks with the way it's staying. I want to do, this weekend is also the ARRL VHF QSO party. And so unfortunately, just about the time I got my 703 so I could, you know, go up and play 6 meter sideband is about when we started doing this Black Fly Challenge, which is the same weekend. But Sunday, looks good, probably be up Pillsbury, and I'll have the 6 meters. And I don't know if anybody else is doing it or not. We've kind of been trying to promote other guys get up with their HTs or whatever on the top of the fire towers or whatever mountain or high spot, or just listen at your house if nothing else, and try and do like a little 2 meter FM activity. It's really fun doing that, Simplex. I don't think they're around anymore, but there was a club, the Central New York Amateur Radio Association. I think they folded back into the other clubs. But they did that 1 or 2 years, and I did it 1 year. I went down to Boonville. I actually went down to the repeater site, disconnected the top antenna, hooked it on our secondary antenna, hooked my mobile rig up, and, you know, made about, 10 contacts with people around. It was a lot of fun. It was like a 3 or 4 hour event. So, maybe we could try getting that going sometime. KC2WI.
Okay, Pete. Yeah, we used to get fairly well involved during the course of the weekend. Also on weekends years ago on Simplex, and it was a lot of fun. You know, you could really make some pretty stout contacts. I had one point a beam, 17.8 dB gain. Something I got from High Gain one time, put that together and put it up, and well, I'll tell you what, just absolutely incredible. I used it on the repeater. It got into, from San Antonio at that time, into West Virginia. And of course, it had to be propagation came in, because normally there's no way you would go that far. But anyway, not getting into that. it's a lot of fun to do that. You know, even with the HTs, with getting in our simplex, I think you can have a lot of enjoyment with that. I hope the weather holds out for your one of these trips you make up in the plains there to enjoy it. It seems like you were saying, this time of the year, it's so unpredictable and a lot of rain involved, especially when you don't need it. And I find the same thing on Tuesdays when I have the golf week. Seems like every Tuesday it's been raining, and that's happened for the last couple of years. Don't know why. I think somebody upstairs is planning it that way. That, of course, is a joke. So anyway, I'm glad you checked in this evening. 73, you have a good evening, and we'll see if anyone else care to join us. This is N5AOW. Well, I had one of those weeks, I guess, started from last week. I think it was last Friday. And it seemed like it was a week from hell, but we got through it. Had a situation with a friend. Wasn't really sure it was a heart attack or what it was. And that came about late Saturday afternoon. But anyway, he's doing okay. Seems like he's got couple of problems to deal with, and he'll get through that. It's one of those things, you know, I guess when you get older, you have that happen, and just seems to, not good on the medical side. Anyway, without any further ado on that, had a lot of rain, had a friend's boat sink on him. We helped him out with that, got that together. I got that going for him this afternoon and up and running. And so I guess that'll be back on the water again. But it's been quite a week. And been visiting a friend we had, I had talked about, had a problem, and kept us busy. Others involved, and made him feel good anyway. So with that, let's see if anyone else is here to check in. This is N5AOW.
KA2NSS.
K2ZNZ, Jack. I haven't been able to touch base with you all week. Okay, felt quite bad about not even getting in on this one and yours, and one of those things that boy, circumstances pop up at times and just totally ruins your normal schedule, takes everything away. How's everything with you?
Yeah, we're doing pretty good down this way. It was not a bad day today. We got up in the, middle top of the 70s, but down was down to 65, so I kind of like that. Cools it down a little bit. And we didn't get any rain today, which is a little bit different than what we have had. We were running for those couple of days, just about 2 inches. In fact, I haven't added up the totals yet, but I think it's 2 inches total. Which is quite a bit of rain for my area down here, that's for sure. And fortunately we're in a spot where we don't flood or anything like that, so it's not bad. So nothing more to report, I guess. We'll just say 73 is all around. KA2ZNZ.
Okay, Jack. Yeah, I know what you mean with the rain. It's been, I think, a little more than any of us really anticipated. We've had just plain torrential downpours here at times. Not today. Today was a pretty decent day. I was happy with that. You know, it was relatively sunny all day, a little cloudy here and there at times, but nice. But I'll tell you what, that rain has come down. I went down and I looked at the barrel boat sitting in the lake. It is literally half full of water, and I had bailed it out, pumped it out, you know, I believe last weekend or somewhere. Now the weekend, or the end of last week. But in any event, it was before the rain, so we certainly had our share, but I think they can give us a stretch of sunshine for a while, and I think we deserve it. You know, not to ask for too much, but just to have it sunny for a while, get a little vitamin D built up here. I think we all need it. Okay, well, I'll be checking in with you later on, 73, and we'll see if anyone else can care to join us. 10-5 AOW, back control for the Black River Valley Service Center. Well, it is kind of a quiet night tonight, and everyone probably watching their favorite programs on TV, or maybe out doing a little socializing. We usually do that on Friday and get a little time to get away from things, relax a little bit. So anyway, we'll make one more call, see if anyone else care to join us. This is N5AOW, looking for additional check-in. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Well, close the Black River Valley service net. A little tongue-tied here this evening, don't know why. And return to frequency regular amateur use. Want to thank Jack, Pete, and Kevin down in Oneonta for checking in this evening. 73 to all that listen. N5AOW clear.
This is KD2FPM. I'm going to be signing off of this repeater through Echolink. Thank you very much for your use of this repeater. I will say 73 and hopefully catch you guys all tomorrow night. Take care.
Stations that would like to check in tonight with or without traffic, all stations are welcome as always. Stations can help us.
Evening Jack, N5AOW.
N5AOW, hello again, Bob. Thank you for checking in. Appreciate it, of course. Looking for additional stations. Any other stations for our time? Okay. Bob, thanks for the check-in. Much appreciated. Everybody else must be busy tonight. 7-3s. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. Hey, 8-2-7-6.